The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, my glorious co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Sirkin.
Just back from camping.
Mm.
I can't hear myself, but I'm going to carry on. So lovely to hear everybody. I expect you're all waking up thinking, what day is it? It's always strange, isn't it, when you have a bank holiday Monday.
Yeah.
But I did go camping at the weekend, and as some of you listeners will know, I'm not really the camping type. So I spent my time... First of all, you have to load up the van. It's a 20-year-old camper van that we inherited. And so my new husband is passionate about camping. So I go along with it and we load up the van with all our gubbins. And then we start driving. And, of course, it was very, very windy coming back last night. And we were literally being blasted across the motorway, which was a bit hairy. But lovely place. We went to just near the city of Wells in Somerset. I partook of some beautiful cider and a very nice Italian restaurant. And we looked around the cathedral and met some family. So that was really, really nice. And I guess you bunker listeners have been trying to be al fresco. And not easy. Very windy today again. So all of you who are trying to plan family get-togethers, I advise layers, umbrellas that won't blow inside out, and possibly try and find a restaurant with a gazebo. I'm going to kick off.
Go on.
Do you want me to kick off with a little email?
Yeah, go on.
So we have a Kent Creative Online, which we all love. It's a meet-up on Friday the 7th of May, so that's this week, 10 to 11:15 a.m. And... you can, it's a simple get together, they say, for like-minded creatives and artists to chat, learn, discuss ideas and get support. It's also a good time to get feedback from the group, share news, reflect on the past weeks and talk about all things creative. It's about building a more robust community where the support comes from the community itself. And I'll just read you the schedule. And I know we've got lots of creatives that listen to the Business Bunker show, so this will be great for you guys. At 10 a.m. you log in and you warm up and you have introductions. At 10:15 they've got Louisa Mungall, who's the destination development manager at Visit Kent, and she'll speak to you about how to get involved in Art Homes, which is a pilot project part of England's Creative Coast. I don't really know what an art home is. I think it's maybe where artists invite you in to look at their homes. We have something similar in Whitstable, which is really nice. At 10:50 you can share news, promote events, ask for help or advice from the group, get a little bit of feedback on an idea. And at 11 a.m. there's a random one-to-one session talking to another attendee in the group. I like the idea of random there. 11:15 is close, and then there's a little time for extra chat, for an informal chat. Now, to find out more about this, you can go to www.kentcreative.org and then put a /event/Kent Creative Online Meetup. And as I said, it's Friday the 7th of May of this year. So it's next Friday, in other words. You've only got 3 days to sort that out. Then there's the Kent and Sussex Tea and Coffee Company. We all love a coffee. And they've seen a huge increase in revenues as the nation turned to hot drinks to help nurse them through the lockdown. And the company's based in Pluckley, which if you don't know where that is, it's near Ashford. And they said transactions rose by 117% and revenues shot up by 138% over the last 12 months, which is amazing, isn't it? It's really nice to hear some positive news in the lockdown. And some businesses have managed to thrive, so that's great. And they say there's a survey that it conducted which revealed 22% of the UK are drinking more coffee now than ever before, with the southeast behind only London in upping their intake, which shocks me a bit because I thought London was quite quiet at the moment. In addition, the poll of 2,000 coffee drinkers revealed that while in the past they opted for popular supermarket brands such as Nescafe, Illy, or Kenko.
Illy, yeah, it's a coffee, isn't it?
Yeah, I recognise the name, but I haven't tried it. or Kenko. During the last year, there's been a surge in independent suppliers and indie coffee brands. Yeah. I mean, good coffee is fabulous.
Yeah.
You drink it black, don't you, Paul Andrew?
I certainly do. Yeah.
I have a little coconut milk frothed up in mine.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, I want to mention, because I didn't at the start of the show, because we've got all these technical shenanigans going on.
Yeah, how are you getting on with that?
Well, I don't know, so I'm going to try and play some. I'm going to quickly play our ident.
Okay.
No, that's not working. But I'd like to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsor. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with DG East, independent new and used vehicle suppliers and services, supplying car and light commercial vehicles, utilising a majority of the UK-based leasing operator services. If you want to find out more about them, go to www.dgeast.co.uk.
There's a pharmaceutical company and they've got the largest legal cannabis farm in Kent. I feel strangely relaxed. They're a firm specialising in email security, how bizarre, based in Kings Hill, and they've been named as winners of the Queen's Award for Enterprise. I'm confused about this. So it's GW Pharmaceuticals and they conduct extensive research into cannabis at its base at Kent Science Park, which is near Sittingbourne, and Spambrella, which operates in Westmorling. Both were named among 205 winners in this year's prestigious list. So I'm confused about that. Are there two? There must be two companies that have won Queen's Awards, yeah?
Yes, there are, yeah.
Okay, so one is called Spambrella. Love that name.
And they're a cyber security company.
Yeah, fabulous. And then the other one is, the cannabis one, is GW Pharmaceuticals. So that's great. And of course, cannabis extract without the whatever they are in them is hugely, cannabis oil is hugely popular at the moment. I actually have it by my bed. I have a few drops, which is very good for inflammation, apparently. Right. So they tell me.
Okay.
But it doesn't relax you.
No, absolutely. Keep going if you can, because I've got massive technical problems here.
I can chat forever. So while Paul sorts out his technical problems, there's a ferry company, which is called DF for Freddie, DS, and they've won the contract to operate a major new duty-free shop in Calais. And they're offering travellers up to 50% off UK high prices, high street prices. The firm, which runs cross-channel services from Dover to Calais and Dunkirk, will open the 1,000 square metre shop at the Newport terminal in Calais. And this store is going to open in October. Prior to its opening, there'll be another store at the port of Dunkirk, also to be run by DFDS, which will open in July. So it's quite interesting that these companies are almost thriving, and of course getting ready and prepping for when we are all allowed to travel. And I do believe if you've had your vaxes, your second one, you're able to many countries. And also, of course, after the 17th of May, we'll all be frolicking inside at our favourite restaurants.
Absolutely. Look, we've got massive technical problems, I'm afraid, and nobody's replying to me on my tech support line, so we're going to have to muddle our way through
this. We'll do our emails first.
Yeah, but the thing is, both of our guests are recorded, and I can't play them, so we're going to have to muddle our way through until such time as we can get it fixed.
Maybe,
do apologise.
Maybe if we do our emails first, by the second half of the show, we can do the interviews.
Yeah, sure.
So there's a cut and thrust world of high street trading. Nothing's nailed on certainty. I don't get that. Nothing's nailed on the certainty. I think it's Victorian.
Nailed on. Nothing's nailed on. I think
it's Victorian speak. Apart from Johnson's Tools, of course. So they're a tool specialist and a hardware shop. And they're today, this is amazing, they're celebrating their 70th year trading in the High Street, Rochester. I bet Tracy knows them and Denise. And owner Archie Johnson is now 86. Hello, Archie, if you're listening. And he's been at the centre of operations since the start. He was just 16 when he was greeting customers on opening day on May the 1st, 1951. And his career in the trade began even earlier when he helped his grandfather at market stalls in Gravesend and Maidstone. I was 11, says Archie, when I joined my grandfather at Gravesend Market. So Gravesend Market to High Street, Rochester. They're at number 81. Go and see them. And it's Johnston's Tools, of course. And if you're listening in and you want your business to have a little shout out, you can use the Bee Bunker hashtag and tweet at Vanilla Web or at Jules Serkin, and we'll give you a shout. There's also demand from Londoners who want to snap up seaside properties. Ah, yeah, of course, they want space if they're working from home. And this is as a result of the pandemic. Again, perhaps a positive thing that's come out of it. And they're expected to see high house prices surge in coastal areas, a new report has revealed. The towns, including our own Margate and Ramsgate, and they're listed as two of the most desirable areas in the latest property market index rating. I could even see some beachfront houses command 400,000 more than those located inland. The new findings suggest a combination of more people working from home due to COVID and the subsequent need for more space at an affordable cost, as well as a fresh desire to leave the urban confines of a city after months of lockdown. And it's driving up demand. The stamp duty holiday extension and the reintroduction of 95% mortgages is also pushing more people to take the plunge and leave the city. Experts say that this means more developers setting their sights on prime coastal locations, and this predicted boom is expected to last throughout the next 5 years. So we want to hear from you, listener, using the BeBunker hashtag. If you've found that working from home is working for you, are you going to go back to the office? Are you going to do some flexi working? And if you're a youngster, are you missing out on the sort of natters by the water cooler, and also meeting, you know, perhaps a bit of mentoring in the office, which you might be missing? It's not the same on Zoom, we know that. And from what I've seen, the middle-aged people, sort of 50 onwards, are loving working from home. Some of the youngsters are struggling if they're sitting on a bed or not having the space, and they're missing the social aspect as well. Be interesting to see how London manages, really, with all the little restaurants and coffee shops that won't be getting the revenue because there's no workers, not as many workers.
Absolutely.
And whether office people that own these huge office blocks are now looking at their bills and costs and thinking, well, half of our workforce can be at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to read a couple of tweets, and then I can't even play a music track so that I can phone my tech support. It's a nightmare.
We can sing.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to try and fudge it. So what we're actually going to get could really be a cheesy tunage, because I have no idea what we're going to get.
I'll tell you
what we might actually get.
What?
It's the Scoff and Cough Christmas show from 2016.
Well, that's always a good one, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it was a goodie. Anyway, we've had a tweet from the lovely folks, Bev and Tony, and just to wish Bev and Tony a happy 7th wedding anniversary. Bev and Tony, Chips and Dinks, they say, after a cold, wet and windy bank holiday Monday, here's something to brighten your day. The Business Bunker's back on the airwaves. We're listening in, or you can always catch up later. Have a great show. Thank you, folks. Happy anniversary. I think it was Sunday, I think your anniversary was, but it was certainly over the weekend. 7 glorious years together, so congratulations.
7 years.
Yeah.
Wonder if they're itching yet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to read this one as well. There's claims under the coronavirus job retention scheme. So this is quite an important one. It's the CJRS, it's known as, the Coronavirus Job Retention Scheme. And they're currently open for pay periods in April and May 2021. Make sure you have the latest information by joining the live coronavirus job retention webinar, which includes, it's going to tell you who can claim, who you can claim for, how to calculate what you can claim, and how to make a claim. So it's hugely important for you. And it will be on the Kent Business Radio show. You can go on the link there, no doubt. And if any of you, I was noticing there were a few jobs. My local Jojo's, which is a restaurant in Whitstable, very, very good restaurant, they're looking for KPs, kitchen porters, chefs, front of house. And when I was in Wells, there were a couple of shops looking for shop assistants and things. If you go to jobs in Kent, you'll also see quite a few jobs on there, which is worth looking at if you are out of work at the moment. Live Magic, woohoo, it's back with Etienne Pradier.
Oh, I love Etienne.
He's brilliant,
he's brilliant,
isn't he?
Yeah.
Nicholas Clement and Josh King.
Right.
Do we know them? I don't know.
I don't know. I know Etienne very well, but I don't know the others.
Well, Etienne's quite pretty famous, isn't he?
He is,
he's
yeah.
been around for a long time.
He
as well.
Has, yeah. He's so, brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant.
And a little French, of course, as well. So this is on the 27th of June. Now, this is live, so we should be normal by then, more or less, I would think. Most people have had their jabs, the vulnerable ones. I mean, they're on age 40 now, I believe. So there's two live shows, one at 4 and one at 7, and that's at your local village hall. Well, it's not your local, it's their local, in Wye. Now, where's Wye, Paul Andrews, roughly?
It's just around the corner. It's between Ashford and Canterbury.
Okay, so not too difficult to get to. Mm. Make sure you choose the right ticket, as different prices for adult and children, they say. And you can go to www.magic-product.co.uk/product and then live event. But that's the 27th of June, so you've got time. And remember that there's two prices for tickets, adult and children. So that's a nice treat for kiddies if you've got some.
Mm, absolutely. Right, I'm going to try and play some kind of old music. I've no idea what, but we'll see what comes up. Ooh, I don't know about that.
Sweet and sour.
Oh, it's us.
Lucy,
that's
Cannon.
An old show.
It's Us Last Week. That's no good, is it?
We were good, though, weren't we?
Yeah, that's no good. Well, I'm completely stuffed. I'm so sorry. We can't do anything.
Your music doesn't work.
Nothing's working at the moment in terms of the output, apart from the microphones.
Well,
we think. I can't even get anyone to tell me whether they're working or not, because no one will reply to any of my messages.
Well, I'll put it on the WhatsApp for the channel.
I've done it. I've already done it. But no one's replying to any messages.
Do you think it's a bank holiday item?
I think it probably is.
Because I woke up this morning and had to have a very large coffee to get in here today. I was exhausted from camping.
Right.
Tell you what else happened to me. Mm. We did, my new husband loves to do a little barbie, and he did kippers for breakfast,
right,
which was on Saturday morning. We sat outside at the campsite, and it was quite awful. I got a little kipper bone stuck between my teeth.
Oh, no.
And I said, excuse me a minute. And I went into the caravan, found my dental floss, you know, because at my age I was carrying a little bit of dental floss, and I couldn't get it out because I was flossing, but this little bone was wedged between my teeth.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I know. And the floss actually wouldn't go down because the bone was in the way. It was really awful. So I had to get tweezers to pull this bone out. So, you know, I think the Queen Mother once got a fish bone stuck down her throat.
Yeah.
So I do love fish, but you do have to be careful of the bones.
Yeah.
So be careful if you've got your kippers on this week. They are lovely, especially Scottish ones.
Right.
Having a look at the Twitter as well.
Yeah, there's a few tweets there.
Have you got any more emails? I've read mine.
You've read all of yours. They're supposed to last the whole show.
Have you got any more? If not, I'll just ramble.
I have, but why don't you read a couple of tweets? See if you can find a tweet.
I will, So if you are listening, listener, and you're thinking that we're pretty chaotic, we have had some tweets, and do tweet us in. Use the hashtag BeBunker. Paul and I can waffle for ages anyway, so we're not particularly worried, but we would like a little tune. So Telcare, who are a telecommunications company, they're based in Kent, but they go all across the country. You can find them on Telcare, telcare.co.uk, and they specialise in installations, sales and maintenance of telephone systems. So they've tweeted in, but they actually did the telephone lines at our old studio down in Romney Marsh, and they were brilliant. And I came in, and I arrived and there was David on his hands and knees walking about, and I thought about getting a saddle, but thought I better not.
Right.
So they say, if you want to know what's going on in the Kent business world, the Business Bunker radio show, well done, they've used the hashtag, is on air at 1 p.m. with Vanilla Web. So hello to all you guys there. And Collector Buddy, he's probably listening in his little loft, and he says, yes please, Jules and Paul, right way round. Well done, Collector Buddy. So he says, yes please, I'd love a mention. Now, let's see what he's up to. He is on the Twitter at buddy_museum. He's TV, film and toy props. So he will get on quite well with the guests that we've got on today, who makes toy props and toys. He's got a virtual museum, and he's also fundraising for hidden disabilities and mental health. He's a Martin Reeves, and he's a regular on our show. Lovely man. Sometimes he's doing homeschooling as well, which is really good. So hello to you, Martin. I don't know where you're listening or if you're on the school run or whatever. And Chips and Dinks, the lovely, They say, hello guys, after a cold, wet and windy bank holiday Monday, here's something to brighten your day. It's the Bee Bunker Show and we're back on the airwaves today at 1 p.m. Even if nothing's working in the studio, we are here, Paul and I, in person. So listen in or catch up. It's always a great show. And Chips and Dinks, if you don't know about them, if you're not a regular, they're amazing. So they repair chips and dents and scratches and scuffs to hard surfaces, especially inside buildings or on vehicles, to an exceptionally high standard. You can email them. It's Tony at chipsanddinks.co.uk. They're based in sort of Kent area. I do think they travel as well. But I actually scraped my Merc, so I'm going to give them a call. And I've also got a little chip in my stone bath, which is not good. And what else have I got? Oh, I've also got my Corian sink. My new husband dropped something on it, so that wasn't very good. And we've had a tweet from Deborah Turner. She says, amazing guest today. Thank you, Debs. So she's a portfolio career consultant, chartered surveyor, director of U-Image, very glam, and FSB National Lead Woman in Enterprise. So you can find her on Deborah Turner 70. And yeah, it would be great to hear from you if you're listening in. And if you can hear us, it would be nice. I've had a few people that have had, a bad reaction to the AstraZeneca jab, and I have reported it on the government website. So if you have, there's a lot of headaches and sinuses going on for 8 or 9 weeks, and you're here, listen, I'm a little bit blocked. So if you know of anyone, put them on to me, because it's not very good. And I was talking to a chap at the weekend called Mark Haydock. He's a former driving school owner and printing industry charlatan, he says in his bio. He appreciates fine automobiles. He once drove a Morris Marina. Yeah, I actually learnt to drive in a Morris Minor when I was about 17. And he frequently contradicts himself. He's based in West Bridgeford in England. And he tweeted me to say that he's supporting his locals, whatever the weather. And he went yesterday and there were only two customers. So yeah, bear in mind your locals. If it's raining, if you've made a booking, please cancel it as well.
Fantastic. Isn't she a trooper?
How are you going?
Isn't she a trooper? The stonkingly gorgeous Jill Sirkin keeping it all together there.
Have a cup of tea now.
Well, I ran out and rang my technical guy and went, you've got to fix this.
Can they actually hear us?
They can hear us talking, but they can't hear the output from the system. And there's a good reason for that.
A gremlin.
It had been muted in the system.
Well, that means nothing to me. So well, is there a little button you can press?
No, in the actual software itself, the sound had been turned off.
I have been talking for 24 minutes.
I know you have. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a break now, because I'm going to play some cheesy tunage.
Yeah.
And let's keep our fingers crossed that this works.
And it's not the Christmas show.
Yeah, no, here we go. We'll see.
Oh, it's a car. Oh, it's... I've been driving in my car.
You
madness.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
Suck.
I've been driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar. I bought it in Primrose Hill from a bloke from Brazil. It was made in 59 in a factory by the Tyne. On the door, the GPO owned it before. I drive in it for my job. The governor calls me a slob, but I don't really care. Give me some gas in the open air. It's a bit old, but it's mine. I mend it in my spare time. Just last week I changed the oil, the rocker valves and the coil. Last week it went round the clock. I also had a little knock. I dented somebody's finger. He learned not to park on a bender. Ah, ah, ah.
been driving in my car. It don't look much, but I've been far. I drive up to Maswell Hill. I've even been to Selsey-Bill. I drove along the A45. I had a rap 258. This copper stopped me the other day. Your mistake, what could I say? The tyres were a little worn, they were okay, I could have sworn. I like driving in my car. I'm satisfied I've got this far. Look much, but I've been far. I like driving in my car, even with a flat tire. I like driving in my car. It's not quite a Jaguar. I like driving in my car. I'm satisfied I've got this far.
That's driving in my car.
Madness.
As Jill said. Right. Hopefully, we've got an interview now with James Griffiths, who's a prop maker on TV.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker show for the very first time, Mr. James Griffiths. James is known as the prop maker. James, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to see you.
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, it's quite a surprise to be on here, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, well, we'll tell the listeners what happened. You were talking to my co-host, Jules, and as it happened, Jules is supposed to be part of this call, but she's just messaged me to say she's still at the hairdresser's. Now that isn't a problem that bothers me, but it obviously bothers her, so she's not here. But anyway, we first came across you on Twitter.
That's right, yeah.
And you were posting some pictures and stuff of the work that you were doing. And both Jules and I thought, oh, that's interesting. We've never had anything like that before. So we thought we'd make contact with you and get you on the show to tell us all about it. So why don't we kick off with you telling us a little bit about James. Tell us a little bit about your background and then what it is you do and what inspired you to do it.
Okay, well, first off, I actually have a full-time job at the Ironworks Gate Company.
Right.
And I build gates and railings. That's my full-time job.
Right.
But that's my hobby. And so then I got into like Robot Wars at a very young age.
Right.
Do you remember Robot Wars at all?
Yeah, I do. Combat robots and stuff like that, wasn't it? And
that's right, yeah.
And trucks that rammed each other and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So while I was working, my boss said, you know, you've got your workshop, your workspace and all that. So why don't you go build one? So that's how I got into it. So I started building a robot. Me and my fiance, we go to the live events across the UK at Extreme Robots. And so that's how I started doing the robot side of things.
Right.
Because with that, you've got to learn everything. You've got like all the electronics you've got to learn.
Yeah.
Obviously engineering as well. You've got to learn that to try and get it all together. And then you finally do, you get like a few safety checks at the event.
Right.
And then you go to the arena and that's where it all happens, all fights and that.
Right.
So I've built the, sorry.
No, I was going to say, so you built a robot. Did you actually ever get to compete in Robot Wars?
I literally just missed it. I missed it by one season.
Right.
Because there's 11 seasons in total.
Right.
And me and my fiancée was just finishing the robot. We had it all dialed in. We'd been to a live event, tested it at the live event. We then came back and thought, right, we're ready to compete now. Right. And all of a sudden, the BBC announced that they cancelled it. Uh-huh. So I never had a chance.
Yeah, typical. So what did you do with the robot?
We still have it. We still compete right. across the UK.
Right.
Obviously not currently. Hopefully that will all start up again soon.
Right.
And that's where we go. We go Cheltenham, Gloucestershire, Manchester.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what got you into this was building combat robots. So what did you move on to from there?
I then moved on to Brum, which right. I've got the original.
I see. You've got James is wearing a fleece which says Brum Crew. So, first of all, for those of us that are old and decrepit like me, tell us what Brum is.
So Brum is based around a 1920s Austin Chummy. He was designed by Bob Burke, who worked for the company Ragdoll Productions, who did the filming of Brum.
And Brum's a kids TV program, yeah?
That's right, yeah. It's a kids program from the 90s.
Right.
And then it moved on to the early 2000s.
Right.
But he's a animatronic car.
Right.
So he has side up and down movement with pneumatics. That's how he operates.
Right.
And all the electronics moves his eyes and stuff.
Wow.
But yeah, he's, Ragdoll Production was the producer of the show.
Right.
And it taught kids, basically, it was all like about the wrongs and rights of things. That's right, okay. What I can describe it as.
Yeah, sure.
It basically teaches kids like what's the word? They had the children like with a wheelchair,
right?
And he was racing a go kart,
right.
So please talk kids, you know, you can do anything, even with a disability, you can still do things in life and sure. achieve it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what Brum was about. And you can, you know, you tag along and yeah, save the yeah. day.
Okay.
There might be some bank robbers or something, and it saved the bank robber.
Right. Okay. Okay. So it's a little vintage car, but it's an animatronic car.
That's great.
And that kind of inspired you. And I believe you've been working on a version of that as well, have you not?
That's right, yes. I'm building a replica of him.
Right.
Because believe it or not, it's his 30th anniversary this year.
Right.
So that's on the 26th of September, his anniversary.
Right.
So I thought, I've got the position where I can build him. So I have started building one. I've built the body, so the body's all done. It still needs fiberglass in.
Right.
I've got the chassis. And hopefully this Saturday, I will be getting his front suspension working up and down through the pneumatic valves. Also, the back end of Brum, he uses wheelchair motors.
Right.
That I've customised onto a special bracket at the back where it can pivot up and down.
Right, okay.
And I've built some custom airbags
right.
for him. And when those airbags blow up, they do the up and down side to side okay. movement like it does.
It's a bit like the American custom muscle car things that they do, isn't it?
yeah.
If you've ever seen that, you know, in America, it's a big thing about custom cars where they make them bounce up and down and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen them flip over before.
Yeah. Okay. So you're working on this replica of Brum, and it sounds to me like there's a lot of different skill sets involved here.
Yes.
You know, there's straightforward engineering, if there is such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's mechanics and servos, and then also you've also got some electronics in there as well, presumably.
Yeah. I'm lucky because I've got a sponsor, me and my fiance, we've got a sponsor who provides us the speed controllers for Griffalo, which is our combat robot.
Right.
And they're sparking us on this project for the speed controllers.
Right.
And he's going to be running on like 6S LiPos, which is 22 volts.
Right.
So it's quite a lot of into it. And also, I'm new to pneumatics. I've never done pneumatics before.
Right.
So with me, I tried to learn it on the job, and you know, it's the only way you're going to learn.
Absolutely. I mean, and I love that. I love that you're doing that. I love that you're taking on something and just giving it a go and learning as you go along. Because in my experience, that really is how most of us learn things, is by trial and error, isn't it? And we have a go at it. And we might have someone that we can ask occasionally. And these days, you can also go onto YouTube and find things that people explain. And I know, I know you have your own YouTube channel as well, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, I've been building bits and bobs on, you know, advertised on YouTube.
Okay.
I do a lot of research into like the past programs of like trying to find like the actual object that say, like, for instance, I recently found the ragdoll boat from Rosie and Jim.
Oh, that's, Rosie and Jim. I remember Rosie and Jim when my kids were little. So
that boat.
You found that boat? What, the original one from the program?
The original boat, I managed to find it. It was hidden from public view for over 15 years.
Right.
And I've managed to find it. I'm in contact with the owner now, which is great.
Right.
Because I'm currently building a duck, an animatronic duck for a customer.
As you would.
Yeah, as you would.
An animatronic duck.
Yes, a duck from the show.
Right.
Yeah, it's in a fiberglass state at the minute.
Okay, so you're building that at the moment, and yes. what does the duck do?
Well, the duck, it's all got, well, you will have all the electronics inside him, like using servos. His head spins around.
Right.
His beak moves.
Right.
And his eyes move from side to side.
Wow.
As well as his wings, it flaps up and down really quickly.
Fantastic.
So I've got to do all that in, I don't know how big, probably about 12 inches big.
Right, okay.
That's how I got to get all that in there to get him working.
Okay. And what does the client want the animatronic duck for?
He just wants it for himself.
Right,
it's
okay.
Such nostalgia now with children's TV.
Yeah.
People just want to try and find it. You know, they want that, what they saw on TV.
Yeah, sure. So there's a kind of retro market for what people grew up with watching and stuff like that.
It's huge now. It's really exploded now. It's just massive.
I just want to come back to the ragdoll boat as well, mm-hmm. from Rosie and Jim. You managed to track it down. Is that privately owned?
Yes, it is privately owned, yes.
Yeah.
I will be meeting up with him soon,
right?
When I've done duck, because we're going to do a little YouTube video.
Right.
Doing like duck with the boat.
Right, okay.
And I've got two of the original cast members coming as well. Rebecca Newgun, who was Rosie's puppeteer.
Right.
And Neil Brewer, who was the last presenter on the show.
Right, okay. Fantastic. I love all this. It's just so quirky and different to anything we've ever talked about. So
yeah, you've got to be quirky.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course you have. And I love it. So there's some of the things that you've worked on, and as you said, you kind of you know, following your nose with this and just seeing how it works out. Does it get frustrating from time to time when you can't make something work?
I always try to make it work. It may take longer, but I do try, like currently at the state with Brum.
Right.
Where his airbags got to move from side to side, I've also got to make a plate that puts that on, but also that plate is the seat pan. So I've got to get both things right, the seat pan and his height. And that's, hopefully I get that sorted out on Saturday.
Okay, cool. It's brilliant, and I love what you do. And I mean, that whole market of props and animations and animatrons and something is a huge market these days, isn't it? I mean, there's lots of stuff that happens. You know, if you think, you know, like exhibition spaces and museums, and as well as theme parks, all kind of employ that kind of technology now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's gone really big now.
Yeah, absolutely. So for someone like you, I mean, do you aspire to move on to, you know, creating animatronic dinosaurs and stuff like that?
Yeah, not so much dinosaurs. I've never really been that much into dinosaurs.
Right, okay.
But my next plan after Brum is I need to get myself a little workshop for my own.
Right.
Because I can't work at the workshop, so if you know what I mean, where I work.
Yes.
But my next plan is to build a Dalek. That's
a Dalek?
What I'd like to do. Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna impress you now, James. When I was six, which was a long time ago, I won a Dalek in a competition.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and it was a full size Dalek as well.
Yeah,
It was cardboard, but it was a full size Dalek, and I could actually get in it and do exterminate. So. So, but you're going to build a Dalek that moves, presumably.
That's right, moves. Well, the original ones, they obviously, the people was inside it, and they had the little space cut out, and they're on like caster wheels underneath.
Right.
And that's how they scuttled across the set.
Yeah.
And they had the eye that was like hand pulled up and down with the eye.
Right.
And you can obviously tilt the head at the top as well.
Right. So you're going to build a Dalek, and how are you going to make it work? Are you going to have a little man inside it, or are you going to make it automated?
I might do both. I might use wheelchair motors again, but also me inside it as well.
Right, okay.
Just doing something a bit different.
Right, okay. Cool. So when do you think you're going to start work on that?
When I get a workshop.
Right, okay. And where are you based, James? Are you
in Manchester? Wiltshire.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. So you're looking for a workshop. So if anybody out there in whereabouts in Wiltshire are you, roughly?
We're in Malmesbury, the oldest borough, apparently.
Right. So anyone in that area of Wiltshire that's got a workshop that James can use, let us know, and we'll put you in touch.
Yeah, brilliant.
James has got a YouTube site where he shows a lot of the work he's doing and goes through some of the stuff he's doing, and we've put a link to that YouTube site on the radio website. So if you go into Kempis's Radio, you can see the link and you can follow it and have a look at James's YouTube site. James, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. We love what you're doing. It's really different and quirky. Keep on doing it. And I'll tell you what, once you've built the Dalek, let me know, because I want to see that.
Yes, I will, definitely.
All right, mate. All right. Thanks ever so much, James. Take care, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner Just Giving and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Loch Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was the fabulous, quirky, different Mr. James Griffiths, prop maker. I hadn't come across Brum.
You see, I remember that, sort of curled up on the sofa with my kids.
Right.
But I can't remember which one of my three kids it was. So, did he say what year it was?
No, he didn't.
It was 80s, I've got a feeling.
I think it was the 80s or 90s, primarily.
What creative chap.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's so into it. And he tracked down, as he mentioned in the interview, the Jim and Rosie ragdoll boat. And found the guy that owned it.
And that brought back memories, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, brilliant. It's just so different and quirky. I just thought it was really interesting.
And, of course, welding. I mean, you know, these sort of jobs, the creative jobs, we need these people, don't we? You know, you don't really find anyone doing a welding apprenticeship or anything, do you? But we need it.
Absolutely. But what's so interesting, and James is entirely self-taught for the other stuff.
Is he?
Is with that kind of model making, so much of it now is software, and it's a combination of software and hydraulics, hydraulic engineering, mechanical engineering, and it's all self-taught, and it's really brilliant and clever.
But how does the software come into it then?
Well, for the electronics, you know, for making it move and stuff like that.
Of course.
You know, and of course, he one of his big starting points was building robots for combat robots. Yeah, so that's all software driven.
Yeah.
You know, because they're remote controlled.
Do you know where he lives? He's down in Somerset, is he?
Wiltshire. Yeah.
Wiltshire. Okay.
Malmesbury. Yeah.
Oh, you know him very well.
The oldest borough in the West.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I've just come from Wells, and it was lovely. And were the Wells?
Wells,
yeah.
Wells, Bath Cathedral. And Wells.
Yeah.
The smallest city in the country.
It is, isn't it? And it's if you haven't been, listener, it's a stunning cathedral.
Mm.
And we walked around and saw swans and things and had some great meals. I mean, we were lucky.
You didn't eat swan?
No.
Okay.
No, because they're, aren't they?
They belong to the Queen.
Yeah, can't. Yeah.
She'll have you. She'll have you if you eat one of her swans.
Put me in the tower.
Yeah, yeah. But the last time I was in Bath and Wells, which was years ago, 10, 15 years ago, I walked around the grounds of the cathedral.
Yeah.
And they had a static art exhibition, which was that they were sculptors.
Did it make your hair stand on end?
It could have done, because if you'd have done it in the dark, it would have scared the life out of you, because some of them are a bit scary, you know.
Okay.
like 9 foot tall nuns and things.
Oh really? Oh yeah, that is spooky.
Yeah. But it was brilliant. It was really brilliant. It's a lovely place, isn't it?
It's beautiful. And of course the moat goes all the way around.
Yeah.
And there were people sitting outside. It was lovely because there's a big piazza sort of there.
Yeah.
Piazza's not the right word, is it?
No, but it is, isn't it?
You know,
in front of it is it's a big you can't call it a square because it's round.
It's a piazza.
Yeah, it's a piazza. It is.
And there were people outside, you know, having tables and alfresco and nibbles. It was just lovely. And me and the new husband shared, this is the beginning of his 50th, which is manana.
Yeah.
So I sort of planned a couple of things, because of course we can't eat inside, so I'm not gonna sit outside in the gale and the hail tomorrow.
Yeah. Did you go to Wookie Hole?
We have been before,
right.
And we went to a very nice pub there, the Wookie Hole Inn.
Did you?
And that was on Saturday, and we had a really nice meal, and Richard took care of us. He was the front of house, and I had a balloon for my husband, 50th, which I smuggled into the caravan.
Right.
And then my brother-in-law, who also met us, that's Gavin's new husband's sister's husband, he's 60 next week, so I also had a great big 60 balloon, which escaped during the meal and was last seen heading back towards Whitstable, very high in the sky.
Right, I'm going to tell you this, and you mustn't take the mickey.
All right. You've got a balloon.
No, at Wookie Hole, there's the Cheddar Paper Company.
Were you the witch?
Listen. There's a paper mill at Wookie Hole, and it's open to the public because it's an old paper mill. So it is a working paper mill, but it's working as an exhibition, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Yep. And we went in there, and I could explain what everything did, and I'm walking around going, "Oh, that's what," and the guy went, "Hold on a minute," he said, "I haven't told you that yet. How did you know that?" And I said, "This is really sad. I actually worked in a paper mill that was almost identical to this. You know, the layout's slightly different, but all the machinery is exactly the same." And he went, "No." And I said, "Yeah, I worked in a place called Turkey Mill." He went, "In Maidstone." And I went, "Yeah."
Oh, he knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
How long ago was this?
It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what do paper mills do now? Just newspapers? Paper?
Yeah, well, they still make paper, but they make it in, you know, like everything now, it's all electronic and, you know, a big...
So it hasn't, you know, when you see those big wheels going around in the river and that, what is that, a paper mill?
Well, it would have been. In the
olden days.
Yeah, ours was driven by steam, and so's the one at Wookie Hole, but some of them were driven by water, water wheels, But ours was steam-driven, but now it's all electronic.
Yeah. I mean, Wookiee Hole was strange because, of course, it's closed at the moment. So they had all the... I think they're planning to open because there were all the vans and that, all these sort of outdoor catering vans and generators and things that were parked nearby. We saw them. Some of them with their engines running, so they must have been doing something. But Wookiee Hole itself was just, you know, normally it's packed, isn't
it?
That,
it is,
that little village. But great pub and great food we had. Yeah. And, of course, cider.
It's a lovely part of the world to visit, and it's got the most amazing history. Cheddar Gorge, in the caves in Cheddar Gorge, they found, I don't know if you're aware of this, they found...
A bit of cheese?
No, they found the oldest, almost complete skeleton of a Briton, yeah?
Really?
It was 12,000 years old, and called Cheddar Man, and... He was a representative of the people...
FSB.
Yeah. He was a representative of the first people that reoccupied the island of Britain after the Ice Age.
Wow.
Yeah. And they lived in the gorge. But this is the interesting bit. They managed to extract some DNA from one of his teeth.
Yeah.
And as an experiment, they just tested a lot of local people.
Yeah.
And the local schoolmaster, who was a teacher of history, was a direct relative.
Wow, that's incredible.
They found five, I think it was five other people in the village of Cheddar that were related, but this guy was a perfect match for his DNA.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so you're saying that they lived in the gorge, these
They lived in
Britons.
The caves, yeah.
Okay, so what were they wearing at the time? Was that sort of like, Barney Rubble?
Yeah, animal skins and Stone Age.
So they would have been hunters.
And they would have been hunters, and they would have hunted a wild horse.
Boar.
Boar, bison, stuff like that. Deer.
They would be probably blood group O, I would think.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm bored with that now. But it's a lovely part of the world, isn't it?
It is. And, it's good. And the people, we stayed on a really nice campsite, which is Wells campsite. Mm. And it's adults only. There were no screaming.
Oh, it was
children.
One of those kind of campsites, was it?
Yeah, no, it was very, very...
It was a naturist campsite.
No.
Yeah, it was.
We were fully clothed.
Oh, they were naked, ladies and gentlemen.
Far too cold.
I've had a lovely tweet from Kin Stevens of Caring Kent. She said, I'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker for the Care in Kent at home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to the care teams who work tirelessly for the needs of our clients to ensure they feel comfortable, safe and secure. If you see us out and about, give us a wave. Well, we certainly will, Kim, and thank you for that. I'm just going to try and catch up with some of these other tweets, and then we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom, of course, because we're now kind of back on track at last. Do forgive me if I read out anything that Jules has already read out during my panic session. Telcare Limited.
Read that.
Oh, have you? Shall I read it again? No. Telcare, lovely folks, the telecoms systems provider over there on the Medway City Estate. And Jules has read their tweet already. See, I don't know what you've read and what you haven't. Oh, blimey, there's a photograph. That came at me. There's a photograph of Jules there.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's all right. It just popped out of my phone. Did you read Zeenat's?
No, I haven't read Zeenat.
She said, Zeenat Narani, good afternoon to my two favourite radio presenters, Paul and Jules. Thank you, Zeenat. That is
sweet.
So kind of you. Zeenat does a show here on this very radio station called Mindset Matters, which goes out on a Friday. It's a fantastic show, and she, likewise, is a great presenter, so it's always worth a listen. On Friday, so I'm trying to remember, I think it's 11 till 12.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
11 to 12.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a step 3 reopen and trade safely safety? I think it's safety because it says safely webinar. I'm sure it's safety.
Oh, no, it's reopen safely.
Is it? Oh, okay.
How to reopen safely.
I get it.
Yeah.
So it's on the 11th. So this is a diary day. It's 1 to 2 o'clock. You can join representatives from Kent County Council, Trading Standards, Environmental Health. You can. There'll also be Visit Kent and the KRF enforcement. And Kent Kensington Medway Growth Hub and the South East Water, and it's an opportunity to ask the experts about the guidelines for reopening your business. Sign up, and if you can't make the date, a recording is going to be made of the event, they say, and a link to the replay will be sent to you. And you can go to www.kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk/upcoming events. Good one, that. It's the 11th of May.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We're almost up to time to join the Channel Radio newsroom. We've got, when we come back afterwards, we've got a fantastic other guest to talk to, Mr. Joshua Fletcher, who's known as Anxiety Josh, and he's going to be talking to us about anxiety, stress, and all related matters. A fantastic interview and well worth listening to. We're also going to catch up with the Federation of Small Business News in the second part of the show. And I'm just trying to go through my phone now to make sure we haven't missed. Deborah Turner has tweeted. Thank you, Deb. Follow Deb. Deborah Turner 70 on Twitter. What else have we got?
We said collector buddy, didn't we?
Mr. Martin Reeves. I can't remember what his new Twitter handle is. Hold on, let me find it. I think it's Museum Buddy, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, Buddy _ Museum. It is Collector's Buddy Virtual Museum, Buddy _ Museum. He was asking me about my World Cup Willy the other day.
Oh, I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know about Willys at all. Chips and Dinks, we mentioned. Hello to you guys as well, and Deborah Turner. As well. Mm-hmm. And that was, I mentioned Mark Haydock, who's going to his local as well. So there we
Fantastic.
Go.
So I think we're up to date so far with the tweets we got in, but do keep your tweets coming. Tweet me at VanillaWeb or her at Jules Serkin. Use the hashtag BeBunker and you can have a shout out in the second half of the show.
Good one for Greenfields Clinic. So I'm going today to get some, they're in Canterbury. I'm going today to their clinic to collect some probiotics because I'm taking antibiotics.
Probiotics in that yogurt?
But that always has sugar in and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's got very good ones because he told me that the ones I was taking had sucrose in, not good, because it actually kills the good gut bacteria in your tummy.
Blimey.
So I'm going to get some from Tom Greenfield at Greenfield's Clinic in Canterbury on the way back.
Will they give it to you in a bag or what? How do you get it?
A nose bag.
Yeah.
No, it's tablets.
Oh, they're tablets?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you see, I was using something called Culturelle, which I thought was a good make. And then he looked at the ingredients and he said it's got sucrose in it, which is not good.
Right.
So when you take antibiotics, you should take probiotics because antibiotics destroy everything. I mean, they work on bacteria, but they destroy the good gut bacteria.
Okay.
So that doesn't help your immune system.
It certainly doesn't.
I am still a bit nasally, though.
Yeah, but you're a lot better than you were.
Better than last week. Oh, yeah.
I was you had both of your jabs?
No, my next one is May 21st.
Are you having it?
I don't know. I'm discussing with my GP and she said, wait till you feel better and then we'll discuss it nearer the time. But it is nearer the time. It's May 21st.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that's awful because once you're better, then you forget how ill you were.
Yeah.
But it has been 9 weeks of my life, so I don't know.
Okay. Right, we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we've got some fantastic guests to talk to. But let's hear what's going on in the world right now.
Stay with us.
This is Channel 2.
You're listening